You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode number 34.
Are you sure?
I don't know, because I don't even know when this is going out.
Like, when are you going out?
Do 33 to 37.
Well, maybe don't start one.
Wouldn't it be funny if Lee Mack had a podcast called Not Going Out and they just never put it anywhere?
Yeah. Maybe he does.
Maybe he does that, yeah. You wouldn't even know.
God, that could be a great conspiracy theory. We're going to work on that, guys. You chat amongst yourselves.
Okay. Today we are joined by the one, the only, Looney. Looney.
Just leaving it hanging there.
Looney. I thought there was like a voiceover of it. Now yeah. I thought the budget got up. And
great to be here. Thank you, Max. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's... Hey, thank you, Tom, for being here.
Thank you.
This really means a lot. I'm joined by...
I thought this was just a normal podcast. What's going on here?
What's this? Sorry.
It feels like you're really a normal, cry for help.
Just a really normal podcast. Just four normal guys.
You're gripping onto your co-host for...
No, I'm just saying it's just a bit of... Is it not? He's a friend of mine.
Yep. It's giving a...
Every day that I see him is a blessed day.
It's Ariana Grande and that other lady.
It's a blessed day.
There's more to going on here than meets the eye, I suggest.
What are you suggesting?
You're fucking... You're scissoring.
Well, wait until
Ladies
I introduce
and gentlemen,
you.
Callum Gale.
Thank you for having me.
See, what's that? That's no, mental. Is that a trumpet, though? Is it, though? Yeah. What sort of trumpet do you play like that? That you're ringing out a... It is a trumpet. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, Trumpet Stephen.
It's Trumpet Moss. You're doing it. He wants rid of you.
That's why I'm gone.
Frig off.
Oh, don't do that.
I've come
is
now.
That what you, Trump, is that what Trumpet's a sign of?
Yeah.
It's not a sign of
do you
comfort.
Do that after? No.
Papa Smith saying,
get away. Yeah. No, my dad wouldn't do that.
He's guffing.
He did.
He's guffing.
Yeah.
Well, me or him?
You both are. It's not.
That's what you think.
I'm having a good time, aren't
Daddy, I'm coming too.
And we're joined by me.
Truly off.
Cheers, guys.
It's funny that Smithy doesn't bat an eyelid at that.
Well, he's been fucking years with this now, isn't he?
He's been fucking for years.
If I get defensive, you make comments.
You're bound to have guffed once or
twice.
Do you
want to just address
it? You know earlier when I said it was
a
blessed day, it's not.
It's not a blessed day.
There's nothing blessed about
this. Every day I'm fucking my dad is a blessed day.
I think that was in the Bible. I think at some point.
It must be, right?
That probably was somewhere in there.
Do not list. Okay, now.
How are you, Khaled?
I'm very well, thank you,
chaps.
Great
to have you back.
It's great to be back. I've completed the hat-trick now. So I think it's my
third. Oh, you'd already been on three times.
Yeah, so this is my third. Why, do you have a maximum of three?
No, this is it. This is where you level up.
Or this is where I get to another level of...
Yeah. Oh, another level unlocks.
There'll be a meeting after this.
Right. And
you're going to have a great time.
Yeah. Well, I always have done when I've been here. So thank you.
You're going to become an old wacky mate character. Maybe name yourself after an animal.
The tiger.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, the scariest of animals.
A little bit wild, a little bit sexy.
Gale the snail.
Probably more accurate than the tiger, actually.
That's from Always Sunny.
It is, yeah. Gale the snail.
Well, that could be me, if you want.
But it could be. but it could be.
If I work hard, I can be Gales now.
Khaled, you've moved
work smart.
Moved into your own crib.
I have. It's great so far. It's really good. I'm enjoying it. The loneliness hasn't set in yet, so that's great news.
You live on your own?
Living in my own place.
Wow.
Over the hall from where you were?
Literally, I got up and I went across one building across.
You still see your parents then?
No, I was living in a flat across the way.
Oh!
Yeah, with my housemate. So now I'm across the way, which is lovely. Nice and easy to move.
Yeah, that's good.
I did have to move, though. I have a cardboard cut out of myself. Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
I've got one of you, yeah.
Yeah, well, I sent one out to all of you for Christmas. I thought you'd treasure
mine
it.
Was stolen.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A lot I've of got two of you.
Yeah. and I had to transport that over. And so I was just walking across the courtyard, got into the lift, and a woman was like, "Have you got a cardboard cutout of yourself?" And I thought, I didn't need that sort of judgment. You know, if a man wants to have a cardboard cutout of himself that he takes from one home to the
other. It's your new home.
I want to christen it with a picture of myself. Sue me.
I'm so glad that she called it out.
Yeah, no, I am as well, because it was just...
I bet the whole way you were thinking, oh God, I hope nobody recognises that that's me.
And I thought, even if someone does, they're not going to say anything, are they? But no, she did.
Yeah.
She
could have been worse, I suppose.
Yeah, it could have been. It's a nice photo of me.
Could have had a cardboard cutout of her.
That would have been weird. Jesus.
That would have been weird.
Yeah.
Awful first impression.
Yeah, it really would. Or a beautiful one. You know.
Ooh.
Start in what special. Way could that be beautiful?
I haven't worked that bit out yet.
How does that go well?
I've just stood there, a picture of her. I go, is there any way you think this is romantic? Because if there is, we're off
yes.
to
the
so there is, I'm moving in next door.
So yes, I'm even got my own place
have
now.
Have you done anything to make it your own?
I haven't
flushed it since I got in.
Well, I have started getting to the toilet with the door open. That's a nice treat.
I don't have
to waste.
The front door, so everyone walking past can see.
It's my home, guys. Come on in. We're all welcome.
It was the cutout.
But I just think
the ground floor window there.
How many hours of our lives have we spent closing the door and locking it? I haven't got time for that now. Yep. I leave it open.
Yeah, that's a great question.
And I just let
doom scroll on your phone.
Doom scroll on the phone.
There's a little bit of poo drips out.
Apartment smells of poo, but you know.
Yeah, the whole flat bite now.
It's yours.
Yeah, it's mine. that's probably been about it, really. But I've been
pooing with the door
open. Pooing with the door open.
Have you had any guests?
Well, I've not really been there much. I've been away a little bit. So I think, you know, I need to do... I was thinking maybe we get an old school FIFA night together, get the lads back around.
I love FIFA.
Get all
maybe
together.
Maybe get an air freshener.
Yeah.
I have one rule, guys. If you go to the toilet, that's a group activity. No shutting the door.
I need to know what's going on in there, guys. No cheating on FIFA, please.
Come on. So, yeah, I'll get an air freshener and a spare PlayStation controller. And we'll all go around and have a
living the dream, man.
Yeah.
You'll already be there, I imagine.
No, I'm out that evening. You guys sit around, use it as you like.
Stood at the window.
You having fun?
Have fun.
How did I not get invited to this, guys? Come on. No, not as of yet, but it's on the to-do list to get some guests.
That's nice. That's cute.
I feel very, very lucky. Very lucky indeed.
It's that white privilege that you're aware of.
Hey, I'm very fortunate.
We've never had that on this podcast.
No, I'm very very fortunate.
Stay tuned for the White Privilege podcast. Have you got a new tash?
That's for the other thing. Yeah, for Movember.
Nice.
Yeah. On the
this
way
is
here.
December,
I realised that when I got in the Uber.
Raising money for a bathroom lock?
That's what I'm thinking. I think I can either raise money for men's mental health or a way to lock my own bathroom
door. To be fair, that might help for both.
It really could help mental health. There's nothing more lonely than when you're taking a shit and you realise how empty the flat is. Now I've got a moustache to really enjoy it.
Yes.
So no, I just figured, I've done it a couple of times. I've had quite mixed reviews. What's people's thoughts?
Yeah, you look good. You look like an American trucker.
Mm.
I don't think he looks like a trucker. I'd say maybe...
Like Pelennor from Sword in the Stone. No one knows what that one is.
I don't know that reference. No.
I think you could be in the armed
mustache.
Forces in some in some way with a moustache like that.
Yeah, okay. I don't mind it. A lot of mixed reviews. I saw my grandparents at the weekend and I saw my nan and said, I'm doing this for Movember. It's for men's mental health. Do you like it? No. Just a straight no.
Was she saying that about the moustache or men's mental health?
I think both.
Yeah,
I think,
don't get me started on that.
Yeah, she said, I don't like your moustache and don't talk to people about how you're feeling.
Yeah.
You're bottled up.
Cry babies.
Yeah. She said, I don't need that in society.
We used to fight in wars in my generation.
Yeah.
She said, actually, Nan, you didn't.
No.
Fuck off, Khaled. she yelled. I was still, the nan. I'd never say that to you.
Yeah, actually, but yeah, so that was quite upsetting. But that's probably the two biggest things in my life at the moment is the flat and the moustache.
Imagine if she went, oh, that's going to tickle. That'd be worse. That'd be worse, surely.
That'll give me a rash.
I gave Khaled a lift home just a couple of days before you were moving.
Yeah.
Chatting in the car, you know, it was exciting times. You know, I thought, I really think I'm ready to live on my own. About 5 minutes after I left, he said, hey, have you seen my keys?
I couldn't get into my house. Luckily, they're in my coat pocket, so I had them on me the whole time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was. It really humbled me. I thought, I don't think I'm ready for this.
What's caused this?
Well, my housemate, he's moved in with his girlfriend.
Oh, that really annoys me.
He keeps wanting a shout out on the pod. So,
well, he's not going to get one, is he?
This is how you're getting it.
Oh, he is then. Yeah.
The only gym I know is
the one that I do my weights
exactly
in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Poor lad.
I pay him good money. 40 quid a month.
It's finger day again, Jim.
For you. Get working.
I think it's stuff like that which is why he decided to move out. There's only so many times you can say no to a man asking for that. So he's moved in and I'm very, very happy for him. And I just thought, you know what, getting a bit older, I feel like I'm ready.
Yeah.
Get my own place. I got some candles.
Ooh.
Don't need the air freshener.
Yeah, for the smell.
Have you lit them?
I have, yeah.
Shit-scented candles.
And it's been very peaceful. I'm really enjoying it so far. Enjoying it. So, yeah.
Wait till January comes around.
Yeah, I do think I've got to put my tree up soon, and that's quite a nice thing to do with someone else, so that's just going to seem
pointless.
Well,
you've got the cutout there.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe I'll put it next to me.
Wrap a bit of tinsel around, put it Santa's hat on yourself.
Yeah. Oh, and when the dates get lonely, you look at that and go, maybe.
Well, could I?
Why don't you give your old pal Max a call?
I think based on a few comments he's made.
Are you using this? Wait, sorry, what? Why are you just fobbing you off?
It's my Christmas thing.
Fobbing you off?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you meant you.
You never give me a call and say, come over.
Well, no, you were saying before how you had no one to go to the pub with. You know,
exactly, kind of,
we are going to go to the pub.
You seemed a bit lonely, you know.
Yeah,
you got the Eagle afterwards.
Yeah, we could go to the Eagle, which is the pub.
After the pub, we go to another pub.
Yeah. when you say afterwards, so what's
the... Yeah, what is the... What's the main bit?
Oh, I thought you'd put it in your tree.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought that was...
It just seemed a bit like you were suggesting we were going to do something else together.
Yeah.
How do you say the little spherical things that you put onto a tree?
I see what's going on here, guys. Bauble. How do you say it?
Nah, pretty similar, to be honest.
Bauble, yeah.
Bauble.
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 Good little kid that wants Bucky or something.
Bauble.
Bauble. Bauble.
I don't sound like
why
that.
Why are you bringing him out?
Are you getting what? One word really pisses them off that much that they start having a go at me?
Yeah.
Fuck them. I don't even want to know you, bro. Why are you here?
I don't think it took much for them to dislike.
That's awful, mate.
I thought it was quite a nice.
Absolutely.
Do you know what? Just so you know, when we're at the pub, there won't be this sort of negative energy. It'll just be positive.
We'll be sat on our own, won't we?
You'll have <bubble.
laughs> you just fucked.
We'll just
touch my bubble. Moving on. Wish you all the best in your
Thank
new
you.
Venture.
And you are all invited for. Any time you want.
Any time. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week.
Yeah. 365 days.
If you subscribe to the Patreon, within the next day, I'm going to do a little bit of a get-together. If you guys don't show up, it'll just be the
Patreon party at Khaled's.
Patreon party at mine. There we go. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, okay.
That's what appearing on the podcast three times gets you.
Yeah.
Goes to party.
And now you've told them a pub that's relatively nearby. They can find it. So,
what did Ryan promise the patrons?
A laugh, probably. A dream of
that. The party of mine will come sooner than a laugh arrives. I can promise you that.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. Khaled, you missed out on a wild weekend.
I did. I was, yeah. So debauchery. I would say it's up there as my favourite weekend of the year. I'll get together. I unfortunately missed it, but I know nothing about the weekend. So everything you're going to tell me is going to be live. How was it?
Good.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Decent,
yeah.
Brilliant. Right, cool. Sum that up. Good. Fill the whole
there now. Need I say anymore? Yeah.
You were missed. You were definitely missed. I think you were the person that was definitely most missed, at least in my
You bring a very
world.
Good energy to the room.
Sorry, God, sorry, Ethan.
This is lovely.
Ethan was never coming.
Yeah.
Mel, I've got a canny cord light.
Oh.
I'll just come for the Friday and Saturday.
Well, that's the... Yeah, but everyone knows the Sunday is where...
Sunday is when Peter Paul table tennis players come out.
Sunday is where it's at.
Yeah, Sunday.
And Sunday evening was popping off, wasn't it?
How did the hot tub go?
Hot tub was good.
It was cold outside.
Yeah,
so like really kind of, cold.
It was really chilly. So the first night, the hot tub didn't really... They didn't put it on for us. No. So we had to put it on. So by the time we wanted
can
to get...
Can you believe this? The white privilege podcast? I had to turn on my own hot tub.
It takes a bit of a while to heal.
Yeah, it does.
Well, actually, before we get there, it was... Ryan and Dave arrived first, much to my annoyance, because he was texting me saying, yeah, the lock code doesn't work, and I don't mean his chastity belt. And also, there's a woman here saying that she's staying here this weekend. So I went, Ryan, so if that's the case, is there any chance you're at the wrong place? No. And then I was like, right. So I hung up, and then I was looking through, and I was looking at the lock code. I was like, no. This person seems really professional. I doubt they're getting this wrong. And then he sends me a picture of the place, and I'm looking at it, comparing it to the pictures. And I go, that's not right. So I sent him a picture of the outside. I was like, saying, show me this. And he couldn't. And he was like, oh, we're at the wrong place.
He was insistent, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just the point.
No, we're definitely at the right place.
For Ryan to be right, multiple people had to be wrong.
Yeah, there had to be a lot of errors that have gone on there. So did those two go just together, because the fact they even got near that is
well, they climbed
impressive.
Snowden in the
they
morning.
They did.
Completely by mistake.
Yeah.
It's got to be up here somewhere.
Where the lockbox isn't working.
You see Snowden?
There is no lockbox.
And there's no roads. See you later, boys. No, I saw they had some lovely photos together.
Yeah, they did.
It looked cool. Nice.
I was quite jealous to miss out on that.
But why don't we go there?
He's been trying this all week. He's trying to
And then
what
we go afterwards? Yeah. The bloody pub.
Yeah, the Eagle.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
It's quite a trek, that.
Yeah, it's a
really
long
poorly
way.
Planned, I'll be honest.
Okay, so...
So those two were in.
Yep.
And then we arrived a bit later. We recorded a podcast in the car on the way there.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
A few Tom's hairy
on
moments.
The camera and driving. Yep. Pretty fun.
Okay, yeah. Safely.
Nearly hit a learner.
Yeah, but that's good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was that.
Always learning.
Big crash nearly caught on camera.
Yeah. The great views though.
Yeah.
Really would.
The GoPro swung back at one point after the break, so we just had to bring it back. So I don't know how much is of our crotches for a while.
That's for the Patreon.
That's what they're paying for.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
it. So I was getting quite drunk to combat the cold.
Okay.
But then I got too drunk.
It must
Dave.
Be really cold.
Yeah, it was freezing. And then I don't remember.
We played Ring of Fire, obviously.
Oh, before. Oh,
yeah, Ring of Fire, great game.
Just to ease us in. Yeah, Matt's nice. Next six bottles of beer.
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
do it. That'll ease you. That one we'll be doing at the pub.
What? Yeah. Necking something.
Necking and drinking.
Necking, drinking.
It didn't really affect me, though.
Didn't at all, you
no.
bastard.
Okay.
Yeah. Next day I woke up. I had sick on my bed and on my hoodie.
Oh, my goodness.
My own. And I was thinking, oh, God, my elbow hurts. And I was like, oh, I fell over. And it was only on Sunday night that Ryan explained that I came in from the hot tub trying to hug him. he was like, he ran away from it or pushed me away from it. And he was like, yeah, you fell under the table. And then he showed me the picture and Dave's pointing and laughing at me. I'm wrapped in a towel under the
that
table.
That first night was mental.
The first night was chaos.
The first night, everyone gets giddy. It gets
way
a bit
too
silly.
Drunk.
Yeah. No.
Cam got his water flosser out and he starts and he starts using it as a weapon.
It's very strong.
Yeah. So then all of us, so then Max has got some soap dispenser.
The water flosser is so powerful.
Yeah.
Right.
You could be on the other side of this room spraying and just getting whacked in the face by this thing. Yeah. Mental. But I realised...
I didn't know that it was water to begin with.
Go on. I realised that the hand soap did the same thing.
Yeah.
So he's got water, I've got hand soap. I'm winning this.
And I have a bottle of Listerine.
Smithy gets in the crossfire.
Are you kidding? You're just going away from me, mate. No friendly fire here, buddy. But what you aren't hearing is the fact that, you know, Stephen's in the hot tub. And every 5 minutes, you just hear, Ryan!
He was
Ryan! And Ryan goes out.
Wanted bar service.
Ryan goes out and it's like, what? Tequila, please.
You're on the tequila.
Yeah.
I feel like we're...
Stephen and Dave went through a bottle of tequila and half a bottle of Dutch Barn.
Yeah,
other vodkas are available in the shops.
Thursday was a bit of a slump.
It all descended into Max's room, didn't it?
I was in bed. Guy comes in with a full bottle.
Did you all
of water.
Have a room each? Or
yeah,
we did yeah.
Apart from Ryan and Dave, they were sharing. Well, they wanted to.
Insisted.
They had a room that they could have gone in.
Do you know what? The last night they did.
Yeah,
they shared.
That is quite something that they've got.
Yeah,
we can't be apart for the evening.
That's beautiful.
Were you aware Saturday morning when the what was going on when the jazz was floating in?
So I came down at around 11 and then it was only a couple of us were awake and Cam comes down, cracks open a beer, gets in the jacuzzi and he's got his jazz playing on the speaker.
Oh, beautiful.
And I go, I'll go back to bed.
What time's this?
11-ish.
11. Okay, yeah.
And then he's there for hours.
Yeah.
Who was in charge of the cooking?
Tom on the veggie side.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was a team effort, really.
Team effort. I think because there wasn't someone that was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I bought the meat bits in.
You bought a lovely gammon joint, didn't you?
Ooh.
Pork, yeah.
Pork joint, yeah.
Yeah.
How was it cooked? Was it all right? Because it didn't look great when it came out.
It was like, it was fine. Like, if I had got that from a restaurant, I'd probably say, take it back, please, chef.
Okay.
Wow.
But it was, I think, you know, the state they were in.
Yeah.
But were Dave and Ryan smoking gammon joints?
Silly. I guess there was only two meat eaters there, right?
Three, Dave, Cam, me.
Oh, of course, Cam was there for the first evening, yeah.
So the meaty boys had a dinner early on the Sunday, and then they had a dinner later on.
Yeah, we went to the beach. We took in some, you know, nature.
Ooh, I saw Ryan's tackers on your Instagram, and I thought, that boy can ball.
He can,
Yeah, he's got a bit.
You should have seen what I didn't capture.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
Tom doing it. Yeah. Awful, mate. Honestly, embarrassing.
Very windy.
Yeah, it was really windy.
It's actually really tiring, like just purely walking back, kind of against the wind, on stones, trying to just keep the ball going forward.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
Yes, tiring old weekend, I find, you know, because so much fun happens.
So much fun.
But so much walking as well.
At one point, we had these Taskmaster cards, which we didn't really play, but me, Max and Ryan were doing it. And Max was the taskmaster. And the card said, do the worst thing possible in the next 2 minutes and then apologise. Like, worst thing and best apology wins. And so the 2 minutes starts and I'm thinking, oh, I've got to beat Ryan here. This is my thing. So I put some shower gel in Max's shoe and then Ryan put some crisps in his shoe.
Very carefully placed on top.
That's not that good. And then it's getting close to the end of the 2 minutes and Cam walks in and he's in these billowing pyjama bottoms. He goes past me, I just hoik them down and I just see a saggy bottom. But Tom got the full frontal view.
Full frontal, yeah.
Full penis, yeah. Just kind of like snapping back up as Cam recoiled.
Snapping back up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because it was just like here and then Cam just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that,
and it just yoinked it.
You yoinked it? My God.
Is that gammon joint going?
To be fair, I did remember last year, and I think you're the only other person who'll remember this, having a shower. You were there, but Cam just unlocked the door, went, sorry, lad, I've got my toothpaste in here, and walked straight in and out. And I just heard you outside going, Cam, you can't walk in on people in the shower. And it was like, that logic hadn't even dawned
on him. He's in a different world, that guy.
Yeah, he just thought.
I woke up after, I think, was it Windermere?
Yeah.
Where me and him were in that weird, like, hostel thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I just woke up and he was like, don't mind me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Looking over at the sink and he's just got his trousers down, just pissing in the sink.
Oh. Well, like full pants down. Like,
yeah, like you can see his ass and everything, yeah.
He'd just been for a massive shit when Stephen pulled his pants down.
I really risked everything there.
And now, because he was just, I think, I don't know if it was just before you bagged, you took his pants off. It was like I wouldn't go in there for a while.
I just. Yeah. Never mind, Taskmaster. Yeah.
What you've not mentioned is Ryan won because he did something afterwards that was even worse than that.
Yeah, he put some crumbs in there. Cam's ass.
Cam's ass.
So, yeah, that was a little bit of fun.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And also, Ryan pranked Cam on the last day because he was going home with Max and Ryan was on the beach and he saw this massive rock.
Yeah.
And he decided that's destined for Cam's bag.
Nice.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think we kind of suggested it to him. And then so I got to enjoy about 10 minutes of Ryan just carrying this rock quite a long way, just looking a bit like...
Surely the outcome is he goes, I can't pick this up.
No, he took it away.
Made it back to Prescott.
Yeah.
We got a picture. So you didn't notice that...
No. We can pop the picture in.
Cam was in a bad... Saturday was a big day for Cam.
Yeah.
And he was in such a bad way Sunday that he... You know, I don't think anything was stopping him from getting home.
Well, we went out on the Saturday night.
Yes, Dave mentioned.
Some people had a few drinks. Some people didn't.
That's Cam on Sunday morning.
Oh wow, that's a man who's fighting for his life.
So
that picture's so.
That's him in the tub.
So when you say you went out, was it just a few drinks at a pub?
Some people had drinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't drinking. I was too weak. Cam was going wild, barking around.
Oh, we were barking.
The Welsh village.
I think Dave and Cam. I mean, Dave was making comments to.
Oh yeah, they wanted to go on a little bar crawl.
But just the two of them.
Well, no, we all went.
I think they would have happily stayed out longer. Yeah, but do you know what? It was Abersock. It was quiet.
It's not a thrive. Like it's nice. It's
we went
into one pub and it's like, oh, there's a family having dinner over there.
Yeah,
like, it's not the like, not the same sort of vibe that you guys were going for. Yeah. Huh? Stephen, stop pulling his pants down.
So yeah, we tore up Abersock.
Yeah,
and now it's been decided next year. Tom's put it to us that we're going to Marrakesh. I believe.
Oh. Well, is that what was said, Marrakesh?
I'm happy to.
Well, I said we should get on a plane.
Marrakesh. I've been to Marrakesh.
We're going to Morocco.
It's not the sort of place I would imagine the group of us.
We won't be in the centre.
Cam will be a king there. Or locked up.
Cam's got the biggest fan base out of anyone out there. So he's done something over in Morocco that we don't know, but he's a big deal.
Next year it's Marrakesh. It's the natural, you know, you go
progression, yeah.
Windermere, what was it? Anglesey, Abersock,
Marrakesh.
When Cam has to pay 60 quid for his suitcase because Ryan's put a rock in there.
Him yelling at someone at the desk. All right, not paying.
Why Marrakesh?
I can't remember. I think maybe I'd had a glass of wine.
It was a Sunday evening.
I just threw it out there because I had earlier suggested that we should go abroad, and I was thinking like cheap flights. You know, that you can get like Belgium, for instance. You can fly to like South Charleroi, and you know they call it Brussels, but you're an hour away.
Yeah.
You get a car, you could drive into the countryside, we'd get a nice villa, you know, a nice big house somewhere.
And at which point we said, shut up, Tom, we're going to Morocco.
Yeah. Decided for us, so I'm organising the lads' trip to Marrakesh.
Yeah.
40 degrees, still Marrakesh. In the hot tub. Still in there.
Still just 2 or 3 days there. Someone will come late and leave early. Yeah. That's the dream. Yeah.
I still won't get my drink.
Still won't get in the hot tub.
Very niche reference.
Fuming.
Max didn't get served his drink, and then
Why not?
He was very, know, mate, honestly, very unpleasant.
Really
to the staff.
Upset yeah. me.
He was begging it with the staff. He was trying to throw people under the bus.
Honestly, you know what?
To be
honestly,
Mr. Polite, I love a man of the people.
I love my pleases and thank yous. But you probably know
I have. You're a very polite man.
Thank you.
It was nauseating. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's doing this. Thank you. And then ooh, the staff are like, oh God, have we got a mystery shop or yeah. that type of vibe?
Well, yeah, if they thought that,
adding thank yous onto
drinks.
Other people's orders, you know.
And so did other people get drinks?
Everyone got served. I didn't. I got a pint of water.
What do you mean you didn't get served? So
he ordered a drink, they didn't bring it.
She's writing down notes. What would you like, sir? Oh, I'll have a lovely, what was it? Like the?
Well, I have a lovely drumstick cocktail.
Drumstick cocktail, please.
And thank you, madam.
I think she just
did. I mention thank you and please?
We've got a cocktail called Freak.
Did you not at any point go, don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't got
No, because I'm not that rude.
No, yeah, I don't think that's rude.
Bottled it. Absolutely bottled it.
I could have.
I didn't have the stones.
Could you show me what it would have looked like if you lost it? I want to see.
Oh, no. Excuse me, don't bash on the furniture, sir.
I'll bash on whatever I fucking want to bash on.
Please,
that
sir.
That is so
please.
Rude.
We were just
so
saying rude. You are the politest customer. And
Thank you very much.
To bring you 10.
Honestly, I really appreciate it. Don't
but
need
after,
10.
After that.
And you're threatening to bash off.
Who are you?
What was that?
Well, I was going to swear and I stopped myself. Because
I am the owner of this establishment.
I will not pat you on the back for such
how much,
easy
how much would you pat me on the back for, eh?
What's that?
Right.
That well, is... I'm meant to be sliding notes across, but I don't have any right. Welsh notes.
I've got a note for you.
He's 15.
Get out.
Yeah, that is...
How old?
He's 15.
Oh, working in a bar?
Work experience.
Ooh.
No, work experience. I'm not working here.
Yeah. So who are you
That's
then?
That's my son. We live upstairs. Yeah.
You live upstairs?
I've heard you yelling, please.
Why are you in a bar at this time? Where's your security?
It's 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon.
You're clearly the one who's getting kicked out here.
Oh, really? Not the underage kid?
I don't think so. I live here, you fool.
Go to your bedroom then. It's school night. You should be in bed.
No, it's Saturday.
Yeah, maybe you've got. Maybe he hasn't. I mean, you might have a function tomorow at school. I don't know.
On a Sunday.
A school
Sunday.
Function on a Sunday. What is that?
Is that the only reason you're here? Hopeful for a Sunday school function?
No, obviously not, because I wouldn't be.
It's not that obvious.
Do not serve this man.
Oh, you've got no say here. They'll serve me. Can I have a drumstick, please? Of the drink variety.
Well, yeah, because you just asked again.
Don't
you
serve him, Alan.
You get what you ordered.
Alan?
Yeah, this is. I am an Alan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the mustache. Yeah,
is a Karen here.
Yeah. Not a Karen.
Is it Karen's diner, mate?
I'm going to film this Karen.
Alan's Abbasot pub.
You'll be all over Facebook come the morning.
Hey, guys. Watch the White Noise podcast. Great banter. Well worth the money if you get the Patreon.
Money.
Money on the map.
Yeah, that's all.
Or RIP.
Wow. It's not very polite.
Just trying to help you get a viral clip, mate.
And just to check, that is exactly what it would have looked like, is it? All of that is...
No pleases, no thank yous. Yeah. Just...
I didn't like that side of Max. I like polite Max.
You still filming, mate? Yeah, you like this? You like this, do you? Ooh, how about... what do we do to impress the viral clips
Take
viewers?
Top off.
I can't do that. Not going
to
do that.
His top's not in shot, to be fair.
Is it not?
Is it just my face?
pull a vulgar face.
Do you really fell apart when the camera came out.
Yeah, really.
That's how we deal with
really
the
threw
like
me off.
Yeah. I like that.
Hate cameras on me.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
What else has gone on? Oh, bloody, I did a leak in the roof, haven't I? I don't mean the Welsh vegetable.
Hey.
So a roofer came round, because Zoe had called a bunch of them. He was explaining it to me, and I thought, oh, I'll have to act like I know what's going on so I don't get done with the price.
Yeah.
And so I walked over to have a look and smacked my head on the ceiling. And he was just laughing out the window. I thought, oh,
lost a lot
it.
Of credibility. That and an extra 200.
He'd gone when I woke up.
He's going to quote me something and I just have to go, yes, yeah,
is it all sorted now?
No. I didn't like the quote.
Oh. The leak got worse when he smacked his head into it, I guess.
Blood.
Sorry for laughing.
No. It was over $2,000.
Please.
What?
Yeah.
I could do it for 1,500.
Roofs are expensive.
Yeah, well, now I've got a new quote now. Yeah.
1,500.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you have insurance?
Why do I need insurance?
You're falling off that roof, mate. You are falling off that roof.
If there's a bigger hole afterwards, I won't be happy.
That's fine. You just pay me more and I'll fix that.
No. I'm going to need a guarantee.
Will you be ecstatic?
Pardon?
He said he won't have mind.
You're saying I'm falling off a roof. I wouldn't fall off a roof, mate. So
safe.
Got a
trampoline. I can move around to the front if you want.
Yeah, just stand underneath me with that.
Back off and then carry on.
I'm going to put it on the floor, I'll be honest. I'm not going to hold it, Smith.
No?
No. It's not good science, that. Worst roofer I've ever come across, that guy.
Get a few mattresses out as well.
What?
He's paying for these.
I'm sure he's got one mattress in his home.
You've asked for a few, though.
Well, I'll bring my own mattress.
A lovely mattress and stick it outside.
What, would you not?
Because you're going to fall off a roof.
Well, right? Say 500 quid as well, which he's probably spending on mattresses.
Yeah. Look, soggy mattress that he can't put back upstairs.
Look, Smith, I will provide you with a very large carrier bag which you can stick on your back, and if you fall, it's smooth sailing. Yeah.
Sailing?
Yeah.
Where do you live? The beach.
You don't get that sort of humour with the
with a proper tradesman.
The normal person. Yeah. Quote's gone up 2,000, mate.
Yeah. £3,500.
3,000? No, it's not gone up by 2,000.
Oh, wow, okay.
So mates' rates, is that?
Yeah, that is mates' rates.
Three and a half grand,
he's got to buy mattresses to put around the house.
Yeah, but surely he'd want to pay me more because I'm his mate.
No.
That's not mates' rates. I think you've been confused.
Unqualified mentalist going through my ceiling.
Unqualified?
You're not a qualified roofer.
I've got GCSEs.
He sold me.
In roofing? Yeah.
It spells out roof. Can you get an R? I guess you can.
Maybe when you read them out. Aww.
Oof.
Anyway, what have you two been up to aside from Wales?
I'll let you take this one.
It's going to be next.
Monday, do you know what? I've just had a lot to do. What day is it today?
You don't have a job, do you?
Well, I'm going away at the weekend, so I just wanted to get the house in order. Every time I come back to, you know, this bloody
mess. Going away again?
Yeah. God, with what money? You're clearly up to something bad.
I booked all this when I had a job, so I'm off to Milan on Friday. Going to see a pianist, Ludovico, in Audi. We all know him.
In Audi?
Yeah.
In an Audi, yeah.
Should be on Market Street, mate, because there's one there, isn't there? And loads of others as well. Around anyway, you're saying.
Yeah, drink some lovely wine. Go into the San Siro on Saturday night.
Is there a game?
AC Milan Lazio. Before he gets knocked down.
That's tasty.
Yep, at full time.
Gets knocked down at full time?
No, I'll be getting knocked down very soon.
Yeah.
Maybe 60th minute, get out.
Yeah.
When do they build it again?
I know a roofer.
500 quid.
I do other things as well.
Go on.
Build football stadiums.
Yeah.
Those are my two.
I don't put the roof on. That's another quote. Yeah.
It's another quote.
What's your favourite quote?
Oh.
To grandma.
I have a dream.
Max, how's your first week off of Manjaro been?
Not great.
Why?
It's Max. Wait,
Max. Wait. I put on a few pounds purely because I didn't. So last time I've had it since I had it on Monday. I didn't have it for 2 weeks before the going away.
Yeah,
because I was like, I don't want it whilst I'm there because I'm going to let my hair down. Have a good time.
You didn't actually let your hair down.
No.
Very uptight. All weekend.
No, that's just me, man.
Stick up your ass.
Fucking deal with it. Yeah.
Carry on.
So I couldn't pull his pants down.
I was like having fencing. A great time. I ended up having 12 bags of Monster Munch the first hour we were there.
First hour?
I think so.
Smith!
I just kept going back
to it. I'd have paid to watch that. That's quite impressive. 12.
I don't think it is.
It's like little 12 bags of Monster Munch in an hour.
Puffs of air, aren't they?
All the same flavour? Or was it multi-pack?
Multi-pack.
Oh, so you were mixing up the
taste
buds.
It's amazing how many calories you can fit in a little puff of air.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I guess so. Four roast beef, 4 flaming hot, 4 pickled onion.
Great work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I had that and I was like, this isn't good. But it did mean that the 7 beers I had afterwards didn't really affect me that much.
There you go.
Yeah. Or the 3 hot dogs. It wasn't a good weekend for Max Waite at all.
Sorry to hear that. should we
like, get me home to my Manjaro now.
Should we move on to something more light-hearted?
Hey. Yeah,
not that you're heavy-hearted.
Could be. Give it time.
It's time for Tom Nooney Celebrity Gossip.
Hey, that's lovely.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I have my own gossip, but cool. I think Max has found some.
Gossipy
yours.
Smith.
I think this is more...
Yeah.
This is real gossip, and then obviously you've got your gossip.
Mm. Yeah.
Ready, Tom?
Yep.
David Harbour admits he is attracted to flawed people.
Yeah, I think a lot of men are like that.
No, not me.
No?
That's nice.
It's quite a common trope, isn't it?
I like boobs.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Froobs?
I love froobs, yeah.
Yeah.
I like froobs on boobs.
20 froobs in half an hour.
Yeah. So suck it either way, aren't we, lads?
People aren't projects. It's no reason to get into a relationship. To fix people.
Yeah, Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Hundreds of fans swarming Ed Sheeran at Trafford Centre, only to find out who's Ty Jones.
It's getting less. He looks less like Ed Sheeran as he ages. So.
Mm. Ed Sheeran lost quite a lot of weight, so I think Ty Jones had to.
He did have to, yeah.
Oh, that's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hope Ed Sheeran just gets wham. Massive. What happens if Ed Sheeran starts blackfishing then? What does Ty Jones do?
He's going to do it. You know he is.
Yeah,
this is the guy that answers every call with capital. Show me the cash.
I've seen him. He was in the Sun saying that he's a bit of a hermit these days because every time he goes out, he gets mobbed.
Yeah, still going to places where Ed Sheeran's meant to be.
Yeah, but then he's doing like ring walks in Saudi and stuff.
Ty Jones.
Yeah, invited to.
He's doing ring walks and what?
He was at a fight, some sort of fight, and he was sat with a bunch of lookalikes on the front row. I think it was a bit that he did. He was sat with like David Beckham and a few others. Looked at the lookalike versions.
Oh, it's
like,
so
I feel
weird.
Like, and I'm not 100% on this, but a girl at work, her like uncle or someone, is a Hulk Hogan lookalike, and I think he went to
right.
To that. Oh, I bet he's feeling.
Yeah, lost out on a lot of work now, but I've got a feeling
he's back.
Yeah, that she sent a video of like.
Wow.
This is my uncle. Well, yeah. Sat with Ed Sheeran and whoever the other.
It's kind of weird. Got a Hulk Hogan to you with that mustache.
Do you know what? That's the only similarities me and Hulk Hogan share. I'd like to be.
You got your
cool
tweets. You got your tweets.
Yeah.
Loves his tweets.
James Martin horrified as rugby fan leaves poo in VIP lift at Twickenham. What?
In a lift?
Yeah.
In a lift?
No, sorry, mate. Kind of left it there. Did he come back for it? Was it an accident?
So, from what I read of the news story, James Martin's got a little... He's got a booth that he shares with Joe Marler.
A booth?
Yeah.
Booth.
A box?
Yeah, box, sorry. Yeah. Not a booth. A booth.
Is it Maltesers? Top 10 moment.
Mate, do you know what? They might share them.
Stain on my top 10 moment. Fucking know it.
It's the best.
You fucking do that on purpose.
You had a top 10 moment and it was snatched away.
You're awful. Because you know we can't cut now because then you come.
Oh, that's great.
Awful,
and then somebody left a poo in the lift that goes to all the VIP boxes.
You know that
dirty protest.
That wouldn't have been me because I'd have had the doors open the whole time. Yeah. So I would not have done that.
You got one more bit of gossip.
Yep, hit me.
44-year-old Scooter Braun's relationship leaves fans horrified at 16-year age gap.
Six. It's too much. It's too
much.
Is it Sydney Sweeney? Is that who he's dating?
How old is Sydney Sweeney? 28?
28, yeah.
But the public eye have turned on her because she's turning up at NASCAR now. She knows her place.
Yeah.
She likes your tweets, doesn't she? Well said.
There's an advert she was in. I've got good jeans.
Yeah. Oh, I'm wearing blue jeans. You're wearing blue jeans. It's obviously bloody worked.
And they are women's jeans as well. Yeah.
The jeans boys.
Jeans.
And the jogger boys.
That's what they call me.
Yeah.
Little jogger.
We're a sporting pair, aren't we?
Mum?
She did do a runner.
So tell there about my mum who left when I was young.
These boys in jeans, eh?
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Makes you think, yeah. No respect.
I don't want to be compared to that.
Do you know what?
Horrible boys.
I think Callum's the worst of the fucking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sitting there, egging him on.
Sitting there, having a poo with the door open. Just encouraging it. Yeah. No remorse from Stephen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel some shame. I'm sorry.
No, it's honestly, mate. Don't worry about it. She clearly isn't.
Could be a top 10 moment, you know?
I don't think so.
It's a top 10 moment. Let's be honest.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The problem is now, we have you laugh, you lose.
Hey!
Max feels like laughing for a while. Khalid, let me break you in on this, if that's a phrase.
Is now.
I'm on my fifth week of You Laugh, You Lose. Ah. It's come to the point it's become my own signature segment. And I've sort of embraced that.
Okay.
I haven't become bitter towards these two. Don't you dare say that. Yeah. And nothing in the past few minutes reflects that.
I've not sat through 5 weeks of it. I was missing for a couple.
Sat through it.
Yeah. Max is sat through you. Five.
Yeah. And, you know, it makes me sad, of course, that I kind of raise a smile.
Yeah, that's...
You know, I've got a degree in this, in comedy.
What is it that you think's missing? You know, in that star moment that's going to make you laugh. What do you think?
No, do you know
what?
He's been very unlucky. I mean, that made me laugh.
See? The picture of Joe?
Yeah, that
I wasn't here for it, though. I wasn't here for the big reveal.
You know, I've done some really clever stuff. Really clever. And I think that's the issue. It's too clever.
Yeah.
Right over my head.
If I make myself laugh, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
I don't care what these two do. I'm happy to have my...
That's how you know that you're really creating art.
I've done so many great things. I had an audition for... what was the film with Robbie Williams as a chimp?
Yep.
Better Man, was it?
Better Man.
Had an audition for that. Could have been in that.
Did you actually?
Yeah. And the voiceover on a Netflix show. You know, I've done so many great things, and these two don't
Broad
even...
Church.
No, I'm not in that. These two don't even notice it. So, for Max and Tom, I've got my audition for Better Man. And Tom, there'll be no looking away or hands over the mouth. You're on a yellow card.
I'm going to police this.
But do you know what, though? I'm so engaged with it, clearly. Max is on a beach somewhere.
Any looking away and you're done.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to do it
together? Should be loud. I'm Stephen Lawson, aka Stephen Tries, and this is my audition to be the cheekiest chimp in the Robbie Williams biopic.
Action. Hey, Dad, come back here. I love having a sing-song with you, our pal. Hey, shall we do Frank Sinatra? Fly me to the moon, but I'd prefer to go to Alton Towers. I also do drugs, and I don't like Gary Barlow, fat twat. Thank you.
Week six here.
Was that a real Trump?
No, that was. What you don't see is
My house is my house is
I wasn't even listening to what you were saying. I was just looking at your house.
I finished it and I was laughing so much and I went, oh, it stinks of a week six. No, not my bum.
Love the stink. Love the fart. That was fun.
Yeah.
You were in a zone that I've never seen.
I was. No one's ever seen it. No one has ever seen it.
Yeah. No, he's good. I love comedy. Yeah. I'm all for comedy. I really thought the fart was really a nice cherry on the cake. Oh. I thought the mention of Kembalo was fun. Alton Towers.
Kembalo? Was you're not listening.
Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Two very different men.
Yeah.
But, are they? Alton Towers might be going there soon.
Might be.
Fingers crossed.
Sorry, Stephen.
No, it's fine. Max, I'm going to have to go after you next week.
I've been there. It's horrible.
Same.
No one's ever been here. I mean, have. Found
I'm pretty sure first. I did eight in a row.
No, you didn't. You definitely. You might have done a lot, but you definitely had a week where you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You know, and then you got on again. I remember it was good like you had like 4 weeks, five, and then you got off it and straight back on.
Yeah, it's the thought of that that's keeping me sane.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because you're, you know, good at comedy.
So good. My
bum you're
was
good
out
at comedy.
Yeah.
I was
comedy
laughing
Smith.
And I hadn't even seen the bum, so...
Yeah.
Fucking beg.
The bum actually made it not funny for me. I thought it lost a lot of credibility at that point.
Shit, you wouldn't have liked the hot tub. It's now time for the talking points.
Whoa.
Are there any important bits of wisdom us old heads can impart onto Khaled?
How old are you, Khaled?
I'm 28.
Oh, I'm still my age, I guess.
I thought you were like 26.
Well, we're in our
I thought you were 12. That's weird.
Maybe
that's
we
fucking
could,
weird, mate. And you said you were going to give him a lift. Fucking weirdo, mate.
You'll be in the car.
Really creepy, mate. That pun?
I said you'll be in the car.
Oh,
weirdo. Oh,
no, that's not as weird.
I'm driving, mate. What are you doing? Fucking.
Well,
you
I'm
doing?
Sitting at the back.
Why are you in the back?
Well, because
with Khaled. Why, there's a front seat here.
If I was
sat on your
well,
lap, weirdo.
Like, I've got to be in the back.
Why
right?
are you squeezing in the back and sit with Khaled?
What do you mean squeeze?
I think it's safer wherever yeah. it
what the fuck do you mean squeeze in the back?
I think I'm just going to walk
in the back. Fucking room.
Small fucking car.
You're a front seater.
You're a front. You are a front seater. But you've insisted on going in the back.
You know I love sitting
your
in the front.
Your pants are in the front.
You said you'd wait till you got home to take your pants off.
we put Dave in the boot. When we went for drives during the...
I wouldn't have liked that.
Yeah. Is it?
You shouldn't be doing that.
No, I thought you said it was like fine. Do you not remember?
Why are you getting in the boot with Dave?
To be fair, you had about 12 pints before you drove.
Yeah,
itself,
that's true. So. Yeah, yeah. Judgment was impaired.
Yeah.
Old heads.
I guess we could guide Khaled into his 30s.
That, oh God, yeah, that would be nice. Actually.
My main thing is enjoy your 20s.
To get... Oh, yeah. A lot of people tell me it gets better. Does it not get better in you?
No, God, no.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no. No.
It's, I think it's like a thing, like 25 to 35, to be fair. I mean, you're going through that where they say is the peak crisis years for anyone. What men go through between them ages.
Yeah.
Thoughts of time running out and your life not being what you want it to be and how impactful all the little decisions you make. It's kind of a real crisis.
Well, that
time.
Was compacted into your left, you lose then.
Yeah.
Is this segment not meant to cheer me up?
So you get, I mean, it's tricky. Like,
yeah.
What can Max Smith teach Khaled Gale? Go on.
Oh, have fun.
Okay.
You got your own place now.
Yep.
Utilise that.
Okay.
Find out some activities you can do around
three
the
things
house.
He can do in his own place. I think it's fun.
It's not. Yeah. That's not a wisdom phase, that Max. Blinking just, really hard, hoping he disappears.
I'm having to get real wise, real quick.
The ground swallows you.
Ground can swallow me, mate. Try it, bruv.
Ground's joking.
Joking. Fucking choking, mate.
Ground's dead.
This is my 30s, right?
Your friends turn on you and make horrible fat jokes at you. Fucking spaghetti Cooney over it. Yes. Oh, spaghetti and meatball.
Ground will never get to enjoy it.
That's a great, great little combo we've got there. Spaghetti and meatball. You can turn the TV up as loud as you want.
You've still got neighbours.
Yeah, you're living in an apartment block. You've got to be responsible.
It's not a detached house.
You worry about them.
Well, so you're saying don't want, just forget manners. Yeah, throw manners out the window.
Me forget manners.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
The other day, I was slinging out pleases and thank you.
It was awful.
Nothing for it.
It completely slinging is not a good verb for manners.
Literally got nothing for it, bro. So who cares about manners now?
I heard the bar staff talking out. No one ever says please or thank you again. I've had enough.
You say please or thank you, you don't get what you bloody paid for.
That's something I should know now.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Don't give to receive.
Because I'm big on manners.
Yeah. But manners aren't transactional. It should feel...
Depends if it's like a manor house.
Yeah.
If it's not real... And it just feels forced.
My family home was
sexually intimidating. Then
sexually intimidating.
Oh, you were thrusting.
I was sat down.
You were doing it like that as well. Yeah. Like, thank you.
Thank you. Well, as I'm thrusting. What's that look like, Tom?
It was a hell of an exercise routine. Then.
Yeah,
sure, really, everything worked. Was activated into the thanks.
Really burnt off those Monster Munch.
Didn't.
I'm not sure what I'll take away from this, but
that's my
advice.
Turn
my telly up.
Turn your telly up. Don't let other people say, don't buy that TV.
What are you trying to drown
TV.
Out?
This is the voices,
loneliness. Just turn up
and all
celeb.
Screams.
There's no screaming at mine.
Oh, internal screams, you know.
Oh, much nicer.
Okay, thank you.
I've got to get a new hi-fi system, get a new TV.
Okay.
Don't. Get the good stuff. Buy the good stuff.
Why'd you wait to bloody 32 to do that?
Yeah.
Well, look, because I didn't have somebody imparting his wisdom onto me.
Yeah, that's I do appreciate
enough.
That.
That's
thank
true
you.
Enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Khaled? It's not a race. Life is a journey that you're meant to enjoy along the way. We're not trying to get somewhere.
He
might be, and he's doing it all wrong. That's why he screams.
Take my time.
Yeah, like, do you know, all life this time you've spent...
Just got to ride it.
It's not time wasted. Yeah, there's always lessons to be learned along the way, you know.
That is lovely.
It's all real. It all happened, and it's all valuable.
It's all a memory. That is lovely.
Don't think about it as time wasted, but also, you know, father time is really, you know, is coming for you. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your time.
I didn't think it'd be this bleak.
Yeah.
Here I am saying, get a new hi-fi system. So,
do you know what? I'm thinking about it, Callum.
Summarise, Tom.
Turn your fucking TV up.
To summarise,
turn it up real loud.
Life. There is no rush in life, but I'm drastically running out of
time.
You
are running out of time.
So maybe hurry up
and turn the TV up.
And turn the TV up because I can't hear it because I'm getting so old. That is lovely.
Do you know what? I think that's like, yeah, don't let the dark thoughts win. But if it feels like they are, turn the TV up. And just don't.
Also, put something nice on the TV.
Nice.
Don't put like a screaming compilation on the TV and then turn it off.
Joe, I'll put on this bloody podcast.
Maybe tune into the White Noise podcast.
Yes.
Please. Yeah.
I got a new telly. I can put it on there. Nice. Yep. Yeah.
It's a good TV.
It's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
I hope you've not financially crippled yourself to obtain it.
No, it'd be stupid.
Yeah.
Really stupid. No matter please or thank you, it's going to stop the tax man from just riddling you.
Please! Please!
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Max, have Khaled test our salesman abilities?
You work in sales, right?
Yes, I do.
You take it away.
Oh, okay. Fuck. They say if you can sell a pen, you can sell anything.
Who says that?
It's in Wolf of Wall Street. I think it's like a classic salesman thing.
Sell me this pen is what he says.
Okay.
Yeah,
sell us this playpen.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's not a playpen. It's a real pen.
Okay. Right, sell me that pen.
Pig pen.
Big pen.
Pig like, pen.
Pig pen. It's not a pig pen. It's a human pen for human hands.
Yep.
Check out that lid quality. Oh,
this is fucking awful.
Salesmen don't have, or women.
I've got loads of pens.
Stood around going, "This is awful."
I've got loads of pens. So obviously, maybe I'm not selling it to you, mate. But
sorry, that's my pen.
Could you pique my interest here? Ooh, now you have.
Put down my pen and stop trying to sell it back to me.
No, no, it's fine.
Common thief.
It's fine. What you don't realise?
That's Stephen Tries pen.
Yeah, you imagine the amount of signatures he's written with this.
How much do you want for it?
30p.
No, it's too much.
Is it?
What? Is that really good sales?
Never settle on price. You know.
Yeah.
Pardon? Explain why it's worth 30p.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell you why. This is 30p.
If he's got it on 30p, he'll accept 10.
This is good stuff.
Give you 5p.
You can't set the price for my item.
Give you 5p.
Right. Do you know what? Forget the pen.
I guess I'll give you 5p.
I'm going to forget the pen. It's my pen.
Forget that pen. No one cares about that pen.
I did. Clearly.
I wanted it.
I just didn't want to pay
30p.
Grubby hands.
How much would you pay for a pen like that?
I told you, 5p.
5p?
Mm-hmm.
Sold.
No, it's not yours to sell.
Yeah, but
you offers a left-hand shake as well.
You're not even going to notice that's gone.
I am. I only noticed when it was in your hands.
Yeah, but you...
I'll send you the money.
I think the lesson we've learned
is it's been used today as well.
It might not have been. It might have been like a pen. Someone's just gone, "I'm fucking boring this pen."
My lesson would be, if it's someone else's, you can't sell it. And I learned that 6 to 9 months in.
Yeah.
So you had no right to sell this pen.
Yeah.
No, and you just bought illegal goods.
I am going to sue you.
Really?
I'm going to sue
what?
You for so much
so
money.
Glad. So yeah. I hope that pen's used to sign a contract where you get sued or something.
Because the emotional distress that
you've
caused
me. You're not even under any distress.
And me.
But yeah. Together.
That's your hero there, Stephen, that you just bought a 5p pen of his.
Yeah, exactly. And he's tracked me down and we're going to... Yeah.
Track you down? He sat right next to you, Plum.
Still tracked him down.
Yeah, tracked me down. He's offered me his lawyers. He's offered me his fancy lawyers.
He's got no lawyers, bro.
Oh, he's got lawyers.
Honestly.
Don't call your
client,
bro.
We do this every week.
Client, bro. Yeah.
Pardon?
Don't call your client bro.
Where's your manners?
Yes.
Mm. Well, I've used manners before and I saw where that got me, so I'm not going to use them again.
We're going to take you for everything
it's
you're worth.
Good life
oh
advice.
Yeah, fucking one pen, mate. Yeah, good luck
it's
with
not
that.
Your pen.
Well, I don't have anything then.
You'll need nothing. A pen. Penitentiary.
Yeah,
that's good.
I know.
You should write that down. How much
to.
You want to buy this pen
that's
for, bro?
Recorded,
that's
mate.
Evidence, mate.
No, it's on the pens, mate. It's free on the table.
Why didn't you use one of them?
Well, because they're also yours. Yeah.
So you knew it was his pen.
Yeah. All right. I was doing I was doing like a
Yeah, sold.
That got was, in there. Absolutely yeah. got in there.
Thank you.
Like an idiot.
Are you hiring Callum?
That was seamless. You know, there was objections.
Ooh, can we have, like, can maybe you just dissect what happened there?
Yeah,
maybe
so
some,
I think...
Things he did well, things he maybe didn't do so
there
well.
There was clear objections early on from the guys, and you overcame that relatively
really
well.
Easily, yeah.
I did feel at times you lost a bit of control.
Okay.
Both in terms of the situation and your own temper.
Yep.
Which can work. Because you can threaten people into buying things. There's nothing illegal about that.
That's
where I would have taken that personally. Is I would have said, mate, you want to go? And then you see how serious he is.
Right. You're
then,
frightening, you are.
Then you're outside, your shirts are off, you're fighting, there's blood everywhere. But
don't you work from home?
By yourself.
I'm fighting the demons. Turning that telly up. No, you're fighting. And then, shirts are off. What's this? It's 5p rolled out of his pocket.
Your mate kicked you out, didn't you? There's no girlfriend.
Any companies out there are looking to headhunt?
Yep.
Max Smith, available for hire.
Always available.
And bar mitzvahs.
No. Yeah, I'll do a bar mitzvah.
What are you selling there?
Pens, mate.
Selling
your
pens
own?
At a bar mitzvah?
No.
How might that mean? What would your approach be?
Oh, what a bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
This could only go well.
No. Oh, bro, you need to write out the Torah. You gotta need a bloody pen, mate. Otherwise, you're not going to become a man.
I'm a Blackpool Torah.
What, sorry?
Blackpool. I taught Blackpool. With me act.
Okay.
Spaghetti and meatball. Do you know him?
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I hear one of them's quite fit.
Well, he fit through here. Other one wasn't so lucky.
You're a...
Is he okay?
Sorry. Who the fuck... Don't get involved. This is between me and this little kid.
I'm concerned civilian.
Concerned civilian at the bar mitzvah?
Jump back a monster watching an hour.
I'm a huge meatball fan.
He's not going to pay for that.
Is he okay?
You're not going to pay for 12 bag of monster munch. You're taking the piss out.
They're actually quite cheap, actually. It's like £2.50, mate.
Not cheap on the hips, lad.
Anyway,
I'm Blackpool Torah.
Is that your name?
No.
Blackpool?
No, I'm not Blackpool. That's quite offensive.
He's another actor.
He's also outside.
Spaghetti and Blackpool.
Take it over.
I play both parts.
That's some bar mitzvah.
I got that one.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Clean up there.
It's time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Should we go from Max?
Yeah, I can. My bedroom.
Pub.
Lake District.
Cornwall.
And the question is, what is your favourite place to escape to for a relaxing weekend?
Your favourite place to escape for a relaxing weekend?
Should we start with Max?
Yes.
Can do if you
start
want.
Start with Max.
My
How's
bedroom?
That escaping if you're still in your room?
Because I would say that most of my troubles are in the outside world.
Yeah.
So I go into my room. Oh, I've got my TV. I can disappear to any world that I want to.
What kind of world would you disappear to?
I've been playing Cyberpunk recently.
Okay.
So I'd say that is a bit of an escape. Before I was playing Ghost of Yote, very much an escape.
But I guess the question, escape for a relaxing weekend, is
I would say that's relaxing. More relaxing than going to a place I have to walk around for about 20 hours.
20 hours.
Sitting on the beach. Oh, God, I'm going to get hot and wet. If I want to do that, I'll hot go to wet. A bloody prostitute.
Can you live on for him, please?
Yeah, fucking please.
I'm going to need to go to the Lake District.
What's your one?
Pub.
What is that?
Eagle? Not the eagle. Do you know what? When I think of it, I probably think of like pubs back home. What I like for a relaxing weekend is when I can properly switch off is I'll go to the pub. So that's why I love Christmas, especially like Boxing Day around them times,
yeah.
Is where I can properly switch off and go and enjoy the pub for the weekend. Football
All
based,
weekend?
But based around football.
Why don't you sod off Milan and just go to the pub for a nice relax?
Yeah, save so much money.
Because you love to travel, not pubble.
No,
but you know what? It really depends because when I'm escaping, I come back from holiday.
Just
often,
pay your tab.
Often, a little bit more stress.
And tax.
I come back a little bit tired from these holidays because I think I'm a natural explorer. I'm always wanting to do things. I want to go see stuff. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. What's happening there? So often after a holiday, I will come back and think I need a holiday. So the way I read it is, you know, where you just want to escape for a weekend, it's get away from the norm a little bit. I like switching off, and the one thing in life that properly makes me switch off is football.
You were banging on about staves, though. You bloody love staves.
And we went to the pub.
Went for a relaxing weekend?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but it's nice when you're...
Why do you never go to the pub with any of us?
When you're with someone, I guess it's...
And you have staves merch. You don't have pub merch.
No. We live quite close, and we've not been to...
I have asked you if you wanted to come around and watch football, you know.
That's
like,
not at the pub.
Though. Yeah, but the problem is...
You said in your bedroom, specifically, you said, do you want to come to my bedroom
exposed
and watch football?
To multiple levels.
And you said that, yeah, you say this isn't escaping. It's pub, really?
People have tried to escape from the...
No one's been in there.
Do you know what? I think for me, it's a weekend where I don't think.
1-0 Smith.
Mine's always racing.
Is it?
And pub on playing football.
Pub's not relaxing.
People have been to the pub.
I go pub all the fucking time.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm always saying to Chris, eagle for a swift half. I don't mean a swift half.
Oh, swift half. Yeah.
The shot.
It's just what I say.
That's not very relaxing, that.
No.
When it's football helps you switch off.
You drink wine. Swift half of a bottle.
I can have a... But again, this is a... I do drink wine, but... I don't know. I guess I'm not thinking about every weekend.
Stevens, I do.
Yeah, man. I've done this.
Because you do that, yeah.
Lake
District is very... I mean, things that I think... It is busy, but I believe that one. I'm not going to pretend that I don't believe Stephen and Callan's.
Cornwall?
They're going to look real
Why
silly
Cornwall?
In a minute.
He grew up in Exeter. Cornwall's close
it's
by.
It's not far. It's where I used to go as a kid. You can go. You can surf. Not that I surf, but I want people to think I surf.
Nuki.
You can go Nuki.
I got
you
one today.
Perranporth. beautiful areas. Right. Great pubs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm annoyed that I've put pub because I think it throws a cloud of suspicion over me because what I was thinking was a new place. Because I like to go to new places. I should have done. But then I thought to myself, new place, I know what I'm like when I go to a new place.
New place, pub.
What
for a weekend, I'll
been?
Get stressed.
What could the question have been to give us pub or my bedroom?
It's got to be Max, but I don't know what.
I don't think it is, you know. If you read that, favourite place to escape for a relaxing weekend, he would class his bedroom as an escape.
See, I don't think he would.
I bought some new RGB lights
this
yesterday.
It plays into Max here, which is kind of annoying because...
I say, hey Google, turn on bedroom lights.
Oh. What do you think I would do with a weekend if I...
No! My energy bill.
Turning on sex lights.
Would you like solo or with an upper? Solo, please.
You know me, Google.
Turning on carbon cutout sex.
La 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 la. Looking in that.
You didn't even the pub.
Pub.
Well, I know, but you're not going to do me for that because I didn't put the
mate, you know it's not you.
No, it isn't
him.
Me.
It is him.
It isn't me.
No, I mean, like, isn't, like, you, oh, it is right. You. If I, it is you.
It is me.
You know, we know. You know, we know
100%. You would pick somewhere like...
I know, exactly, but because I didn't have a specific place, I just thought, because I'm okay, I'm going to Milan at the weekend, right?
We're going We're going to
watch a pianist in the evening, probably going to have a drink, probably going to wake up, next morning's going to be a lot, I've got to do some tourist stuff. We're going to a game in the evening, going to Lake Como on the Sunday.
And that's you escaping from your humdrum life.
No, but it gets tiring. You would have gone after Max Moore if you had the same question as us.
No, but I don't think
mate,
I would have done.
You have gone away.
I may have defended myself
weekend.
Because it's annoying, because I'm going to get accused.
You went away last weekend.
Should we do a vote?
Yeah, I think it's Tom.
I think it's
Callum
Tom.
Knows it's not me.
Yeah, but for the sake of entertainment, I'm going to go.
Fuck off, you know it's not me.
You know it's
I'm not certain.
Bub.
You are certain.
Bub. Fucking
what was your question, Tom?
Favourite place to visit as a kid?
Pub. Pub, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Why do you like the pub as a kid?
Because I just love going to a pub and watching a football.
Yeah, I would have gone like Wacky Warehouse, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I loved Wacky Warehouse.
I just loved, yeah. I think even now it probably would be, if I wasn't going to go away, I just like going watching the football in the pub.
I think it is the greatest place in the world, the pub.
Yeah.
I think it, it's special.
I don't know. Yeah.
A relaxing
I think that's
weekend
got a problem,
as well. A whole weekend at the pub.
If you've got a good Saturday programme and now you've got a 5:30 and an 8 o'clock game, if your fantasy team's doing well, even better, and then you've got a good Super Sunday.
Spaghetti Meatball, please get out.
Yeah.
Just leave the room. Because you lied to us. And yeah, Max, you spend too much time in your bedroom, so just get out.
You're always welcome round.
No, thank you.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Come in.
Come in.
Hello.
Hi.
Where's this way, son? Come on. Hey, sir. Come on. Here you go. The nice people here, I think.
Who
are you guys?
Who do we have here? Is it Russell?
Is your name Russell? I've never really asked.
Permission to speak, sir?
Of course. You're more than welcome to.
No, it's not.
No, stupid.
Why do you have to ask permission off him?
You can speak.
I thought it'd be the other way around.
Speak,
you're more than welcome to speak.
Thank you think it'd be the other way around?
Yeah,
he's got the cool sunglasses.
This guy's got the charisma.
Oh, really? Cool sunglasses.
Nice.
Do you say that about
who's that singer
with the fingers and the piano?
Stevie Wonder.
Do you think he's got cool glasses and should be asked for respect?
Very right, sir. Very
thank
right.
You. Cool glasses. I don't think that's deniable.
But also, his bin bag is just sleek.
Yeah.
His has got writing on it.
Great hair as well.
It's
not designed a bin bag, is it?
It's like George Michael say with us. It's brilliant.
I'm just to impress you, sir.
Yeah, you've done
as
really
always,
well.
As always, sir.
I'm very proud of you.
Okay.
Yes, I'm grooming the right man.
Sorry?
What? Private bin at your... What?
Private bin. Yes, say it. Say it loud. Say it like a...
Private bin?
Hello, and I'm General Waste. At your service.
I'm sure you've heard of us before.
General Waste was my joke many, many years ago. I can't believe this guy's
was it?
On. Yeah, of course he was.
Was it?
Has he not seen the content?
I can't believe this. I'm losing my mind.
You're not a joke, sir.
I'm not a joke. You're not a cheap joke, sir. I'm a general in a bloody army.
You're an awful gaff, you are.
Not a cheap joke, sir.
I've got
far from it. Far from it.
Yeah, I've got a whole army uniform I was going to use for General Waste, but this seems much better.
Do you want us to change?
No, no, no.
I can be anyone you want me to be.
Stay in the outfit.
Don't bow to him, sir.
Could have a prolonged
the only person I bow to is Queen
to.
Mother.
Dead.
What?
Dead.
Who's dead?
Queen's mother is dead.
No, never dead. Surely not.
Never in there.
Probably in a bin bag as well.
No. Well, if she was dead, I would have put her in a lovely coffin, I'd assume.
Shouldn't assume. She'd yeah. never
well, no,
assume.
I, don't, wait, I'm,
I think
what,
you're very right,
when
sir.
The difference is a coffin or a bin bag, I'm allowed to assume.
What would you want to go in? Bin?
Private bin.
Private bin.
General Waste, at your service, sir.
So you're at our service?
Oh.
Well, you know,
Private Bin isn't our service.
You said you serve no man, sir.
No, the only man I serve is Queen Father.
What services do you provide?
Well, I used to be a general in the war, so I would go
a bit
out...
vague.
How is that vague?
Before honourable discharge.
Oh, very honourable.
Very honourable,
lots of discharge.
Discharge you've produced, I bet.
Pardon?
Gave away your plate.
I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry you had to hear that, son.
Okay,
what
sir.
Was that noise?
I just imagine your arse.
Oh, like to imagine men's arses, do you?
What's wrong with that? Yeah, oh, still stuck
that?
In the army ways, yeah. are you?
No, well, there's a lot of asses in the army.
The army never leaves you, sir.
No,
we
never.
We got two of them.
Yes, thank God. Thank God. Thank a lot of people, actually, for that. The fact that I've still got my arms.
Who would you like to thank?
Queen.
Yep.
Mother
dead.
And father.
Father
and
all dead.
Mother Queen. Oh, you are a joke.
Very right, sir.
Very joke. Very joke.
So this relationship is interesting.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Father and son.
Oh, no. No,
no, never father
so
and
no.
son.
Call
lovers?
So I call him son because, like, you know, like an old man would say, yeah, you're right, son.
He was my general.
I'm his general. I still am.
Mm.
I still am.
But you got
very
honourable
right,
discharge.
Very right, sir.
Pardon?
You got discharged.
I got discharged honourably.
Where was the discharge?
The most honourable discharge you've ever seen, I used to say.
Around his thighs, I imagine.
No.
What? Why were you discharged?
Yeah, you never told me what happened, sir.
Yeah, please tell us.
You're kidding. I tell you the story every night.
He is a joker. He
no,
is.
Joking in the army.
No, no joking.
You're having a fucking laugh, you.
Sorry. Joking's
well,
joke.
I have it.
He'd be funny, wouldn't he?
Not in the army, though.
You can never guarantee. This is Ryan's proved. So,
talk to me.
So, what's your story? Why did you get discharged?
Well, you know.
Tell it every night. Would you tell it to us, too? but quick, though, you know.
Oh, you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you get kicked out of the army.
What did you say?
Well, I'm not going to say what I said because apparently what I said was bad.
Why is it bad? On what level?
Very naughty.
What was naughty about what you said? And why is it? Why is it only naughty that you get discharged, but
very honourable
Private Bin stays around you and looks up to
all
you?
All I remember is I had no choice but to come with you. Isn't that right, General?
That's what I said.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very.
That's what I said.
Come with me.
Yeah. Come with me, lads. Yeah. Come with me.
And only one came.
I'm gonna.
I had a family.
Oh, right.
But they all disappeared on the night before I was due to rejoin. But
that's weird.
General Waste here, they never found who did it, but General Waste here was kind enough to take me in.
I said, come with me, son. Do you remember?
I do, sir.
Yeah, it's good times, good memories.
But you don't remember the story of how he got discharged from the army?
No, that's why I got discharged.
I maintain you never
said,
told
come
me,
with
sir.
Me, son.
Come with me. Come with me, boys. Very big mix-up in the army.
Okay, right, what was the mix-up?
There was a mix-up, sir.
Well, I was... yes, I thought we were leaving the room.
Were you the original Bonnie Blue?
Who?
Exactly.
Bonnie Blue?
No, wait, he doesn't know Bonnie.
Yeah, you've been in that queue.
I was discharged, wasn't I, sir?
He's pulled that bin back up to his chin.
That is the least honourable discharge.
I wish I knew.
Me next, me next.
I'll show you an honourable discharge.
Is that what you said?
What do you mean, sir?
What? Very honourable. I was the first in the queue.
And last.
Yeah, you could go back.
Not having another 999 of that.
It was only me in the queue. 1,000 times. Dry as a raisin at the end.
Oh, bet she was. On the first go.
In the beginning.
You're kidding.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah. I don't like it when you join
sorry,
in.
Sir, sorry,
your words are more cutting than theirs, because I know you.
You do like it when he joins in.
Pardon?
What?
No, only... Well...
Oh, we do all sorts, don't we, sir?
Yeah, we do everything.
What do you do, sorry?
Well,
whatever I'm asked.
What's a typical day today
of
typical day today.
Jim had waste in private bin.
But we woke up. That was fun.
We did. We did.
And the, did you share a room?
We went out, didn't we?
That we did.
You in a Premier Inn?
No, we don't. We don't tend to go to hotels.
Where did you stay then?
I carried your bags, didn't I, sir?
Well,
carried one of them.
It's not like that anymore. Very.
Did you lose that in the war as well?
No, not in the war.
No.
No, there was an accident.
After
post war.
What happened, sir?
Which war? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Which war?
I'm sorry, sir.
The war.
Which one?
Well, I don't think I need to be any more precise.
The Great War, sir.
The greatest war but, ever known.
So, Private Bin doesn't look like he was fighting in the war.
No, God, no.
No, 1914.
You were in the reserves,
you
weren't
you? You look like you could have been.
No, but he's older than me.
Mainly humanitarian work.
Why do you call a man older than your son?
Because I see it. Well,
you're all over the place.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Am I?
What's going on, sir?
I'm a veteran. My head's a bit wobbly.
Right.
Okay.
Do you think
was in the army for.
Carried around by you, doing everything you ask when your head's a bit wobbly.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's basically a carer, isn't he? I care for him, he cares for me.
Oh, I'm very grateful, sir. I have nowhere to go.
Pardon?
The army was everything to me.
Yeah, you used to love it in there, didn't you?
Oh, I did, yeah.
It feels like you've been gaslighted. You've had your family killed. And
oh, God.
They were gaslighted in a way.
Oh, thank God for General Waste.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'd be without him.
I'm going to be honest, I think I had about 10 seconds where I zoned out. I've come back and I don't know where
only
the story's gone.
Yeah, really? You and the viewers story, have something in common.
This story is zipping left, right and centre.
Anyway, what have you discharged from the army? What did you say?
I said, come with me, boys.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And only one boy came.
Well, he was a man at the time, wasn't he?
That's no reason to be discharged from the army.
No, that's what I said.
It's also not honourable.
You're kidding. Come with me, lads.
That's what sort of leader of troops only has one person do it as well?
That's what you said, sir.
No respect.
That is what I said.
That's not why you were discharged, was it?
What were you discharged?
You said something really naughty.
I've just said.
Private Bin's clearly wanting you to come out with it.
Honourable discharge.
I would feel like you should add to it then. If you're going to keep saying yes and to me when I've just said what I've said. You got bloody yes and me.
General Waste, give him a command. He does what you say.
Tell them why I was discharged.
You regret that?
Never regret a thing, mate.
It's part of the
explain,
problem.
Go on.
I don't think I can say so.
Yeah. All those Tim to improves. Improv, sorry. Come on, spit it out.
He said that before.
He just said.
It was
fucking hell. Fucking hell. What's the fucking point?
Get out, you two. Get out.
What's the fucking point?
I think rule one of improv at uni, I'm pretty sure, was jokes end every scene.
And they were right.
You know what?
I felt like it needed ending.
Just sort of a, what the fuck? Just for a guy running out screaming and crying.
General Waste.
What's his reaction?
Was it
oh, it's mental, that, bruv.
You guys will not believe what we've just seen. It was mental.
Tom's just been trying to lose weight in the sauna.
Yeah,
I've been cutting.
Cutting what?
I think it's since Max's Manjaro, he's been a little bit worried about, you know.
Yeah,
trying to maintain on the double a few pounds.
Because spaghetti and meatball are just going to look like spaghetti.
I mean, you know, we said that we'd kind of meet in the middle, didn't we?
Sort of like a seesaw.
Yeah, but I don't want to swap places. That's the
yeah.
You know, I don't want to risk
that. Why would you not want to?
Thank you, Khaled.
I'd love to be in this.
Honestly, I really appreciate that. Thanks for having my back.
I've got your back.
Watch out
day.
When he does this with his man as he goes.
Yeah.
Now get me a drink.
Khaled, can we have some Gales Wales, please?
You can have some Gales Wales.
Yes.
We all knew it as well. Clear as day, then.
I'm not really sure how to follow that.
Oh, you got this, Khaled. Right. See us out, man.
I felt like I had to.
So yeah, some things that annoy me. Yeah, so I've written down a few.
I'm sorry to hear you're annoyed, first of all.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Yeah,
it's not me,
is it?
So I've come up with five things recently that have been annoying me that I kind of wanted just to talk about, get off my chest. They vary from actual crime,
yep.
I would say, right up to a famous person that I can't stand.
Okay.
I'd like to start off with the crime, and I think it is...
Huel's not on the list, is it?
Huel is not on the list. No,
no. It's not.
We're not sponsored on this.
No, it's fucking not. Take it away, Cal.
So the first one is an actual crime, and I think a lot of people will say it's one of the worst ones. When I am a pedestrian and a car does not stop at a zebra crossing.
Yeah, annoys me.
That happened on the way into Sainsbury's today.
Yeah.
I love you know, stopping and letting people go at the zebra crossing.
Do you know what I like? The manners. I like a thank you. I like a thank you back. Mm. I might even, if it's a long zebra crossing, they might get a second one as I'm getting off in case they forgot I gave them the first one.
No, I'll say thank you and I'll run me down.
Hurry up, mate.
Do you know, when I'm a pedestrian and the car looks like it's not going to stop, I'll go out and I'll go out slowly.
Yeah.
I think, what are you going to do, hit me?
Yeah.
You're going to hit me.
But that's my fear, though. I'm not as brave as you. So I will wait. But it's probably... I don't get confrontational very often, because look at me. But I...
You've got a moustache now.
Yeah, I've got a moustache. Yeah, maybe I should. Yeah. But the other day, I gave a...
Yeah, for the listeners, it's a hand toss in
distress.
Yeah,
a hand toss... Come on! Not in a good way.
No.
An aggressive hand toss.
There's a lot of countries where they don't have to stop.
Yeah.
It's kind of signaled by,
this
you,
isn't one of
by you starting walking, so you've really got to be a bit brave. Yeah. Italy is like that.
Yes. Yeah. I don't deal well with that. So yeah, that's my first thing that's made me pretty
valid.
Angry. Second one is also a gripe of being someone who doesn't drive, which is people refusing to wait for the passengers to get off of a train or a tram. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Common decency.
Let's have
one.
A bit of order. Yeah. Let me get off. I've got my suitcase. I've been travelling. Yeah. Sue me. I get off the train. People are getting on.
Wrong stop.
Wrong stop.
Let me back on.
But then I get to the back of the queue. I wait for everyone to get off. I get back on the train in an orderly fashion.
Yeah, that's respectful.
And this, and I was, I've done a bit of travelling recently and it's annoying. So that is something to wail about if ever there is.
Max, ever struggled getting off on a train?
No.
He has. For the record, he has.
Have I?
No, just spit in my palm.
Yeah.
Remember number three? Guys?
Scarefest.
No.
You were dancing on a train and the doors shut.
Oh, yeah, and the tram.
The tram.
Yeah, that was fine. Yeah. Happy with that.
Yeah. The timings, the quick... High-pitched
beeps. Very quick. Milking it, weren't you?
Yeah. Bit of banter with the lads.
Number three. This might be a controversial one. So you might not agree with me here. Christmas markets.
No, I'm with you.
Not a fan. I think they look great. And when you're at a distance, you think, oh, that looks nice. Go around, have a drink, have something to eat. You know, buy some nice tat.
Yep.
They're busy.
A little bit pickpocketing.
Yeah, get some free wonka. Yeah. They're busy. It cost me £12 for
not after you're valuable.
Cost me £12 for breakfast. You know, people walking slowly, getting in your way. And I live in town. I've got to walk through it to and from work. Mm. It slows me down.
The way Manchester's
right by the Eagle.
Built as well.
Boots go below.
Narrow streets. It's not really built. It's not like it's not like London or whatever with these big boulevards. It's very packed in.
I'm going to try and walk around these people. Tram. Come in.
Oh, and he's on it.
Dead.
Yeah, still. I'm dead.
Dancing.
Yeah. He's on it. People aren't queuing.
They are. They do bring something to the atmosphere. I like the Christmas lights.
I like the look and the idea of them.
Never actually use them.
Yeah, but I think as soon
so
as they're...
So expensive
there,
as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Do you know what, though? They're wonderful in Germany.
Are they?
Really good.
What makes them so much better?
I don't know. It's just, it doesn't feel like it's commercial.
Okay.
Obviously, people are making money, but it's a very cultural thing. Okay. It's just the atmosphere is really nice. It's not like overpriced.
Mm.
It's just like it's a normal thing. I think there's more. I don't know, some of the ones I've been to, a bit more space.
Okay.
I think once you go once, you've tasted it all, really.
Yeah.
So that would be my number three. Number four, Sonia from EastEnders.
Go on.
I just can't fucking stand her. I don't know what... And I don't really watch EastEnders that
She's
much.
She's still in it.
I'm not 100% sure, right?
She can't still be
But let me tell you, so every year, I don't watch EastEnders. I go home, though. My mum loves EastEnders.
Right.
So I'm there at Christmas.
Yeah.
I want to learn what's happened throughout the year. So she'll give me a full insight on what's happened.
It's good of her.
I get into it for 2 weeks. I love the Christmas special.
Yeah, I got one as well.
And when Sonia's there... And let me be clear, Natalie Cassidy,
the actress. I'm sure she's a lovely lady. I've got no qualms with her. It's very much...
Is it the character of Sonia?
It's just the writers of EastEnders.
It's the writers, but it's something about Sonia from EastEnders that just boils my piss.
Who was she dating that got hit by a car?
Oh, that was quite traumatic. I remember that as a kid.
Yeah, actually, blonde hair.
He looked boy band looking lad.
Yeah, boy band looking boy.
I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah. Should probably get him on the pod at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. Just see what he's up to now. I don't know, but... You know, I liked him.
Yeah.
I think she was with Martin for a bit. Fowler on the Fruit and Veg Shop. Yeah. Great guy.
Does anyone else have an irrational hatred of a TV character?
Demon Headmaster.
Ooh, nasty bloke.
Yeah. Sort it out.
But you're meant to dislike him, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't think I think Sonya's meant to be one of the more likable characters.
I never took to General Waste. Never. No. I was proved right in the end. Yeah. The cliffhanger the Edison.
Didn't like Probe Betty either, snitch. Oh,
the stuff they found in that bin. Poor bloody bloke.
They're all winners.
Maybe we'll make the edit.
Sit down. I think we're going to get a sit down fuck off. It's going to be us sat down.
The end bit.
She's going to be says the... fuck off as well. You sit down and go, fuck off.
My fifth one I actually wrote on the way here, not because I wasn't prepared, but it
quit bragging.
Uber's cancelling on me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I have some serious separation issues with Ubers.
Yeah.
I was waiting three of them, and it took me a while to get here. Rush hour traffic. Mm-hmm. Surely you want my custom and my company, guys. Yeah. I mean, you drive me home. You have a great time, right?
Yes, Callan's a delight.
Well, let the Uber drivers know that then.
Yeah.
Why are you cancelling? Yeah.
What's your Uber rating?
My Uber rate is phenomenal. I think I've got one of the best Uber ratings.
4.2, thank you very much.
Oh, no, and the rest.
4.2.
Oh, I'm on airplane mode.
What are you doing for 4.2?
No, I don't know. I don't know what mine is.
Let's
check.
4.1.
It's gone down?
By the way, my Kazan Fowl was 5 stars. He was fantastic. Lovely chap. Really accommodating.
Right.
Mine is.
Didn't cancel on you either.
No, you should. 4.92.
That's really high.
That's really high.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be cancelled.
And I know the journey that got left down is from mates from uni, and I'm still pretty annoyed at them.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
4.82.
Oh, that's shit, mate. What's yours, Stephen?
I'll have a look.
I don't think there's anyone watching this that has a better Uber rating than a 4.92.
You're begging.
Where'd you do it?
Pick me up, then.
Just go on the little count. It should be in the top corner.
4.86.
Oh, that's really good.
It's not bad at all.
What's yours?
4.85.
You're horrible.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
You're horrible, yeah.
But Guffin for the whole trip.
That'll do it.
Something to remember me by?
Anyone want to pick up Max Guffins?
From the character.
Yeah, so those are the five whales has at the moment.
And when you're at the airport, they'll cancel non-stop. You'll just be stuck in a queue.
Yeah.
Awful, mate.
I could get in here.
Have you ever had them call you up and say, can you cancel, please?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they used to do that a lot, didn't they?
No, I don't have had that.
I think if they cancel on you, they get a mark against them.
Right, okay.
So it's easier to get the person to cancel. But the thing is, I cancelled.
And then you get charged.
And I got charged us for you.
Yeah, no, I make them cancel.
He's absolutely done you there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Or she?
Yeah.
Hey.
It was the man.
Can I have a final question, please?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, got it written down.
God, he's ahead of us. It's the final question.
Hey, guys. This is
a
final question from Ethan.
Ethan James.
Hi. Really nice to meet you. Vibes in the room.
No, what do you love? Come on.
Vibes in the room, we just said it. What's the most advanced invention you believe you could have it invented if someone else hadn't beaten you to it?
Apple Cora.
Oh, yeah, nice.
One of those that you'll find in any good Wilcos.
That is phenomenally quick.
Yeah.
Something you thought about?
Yeah. I think that's about as far advanced as I'd get.
Yeah.
Mm.
But useful amongst the apple eaters.
That is so true. Well, you eat the core, don't you?
It's just a bit fiddly, the apple core is all. It's hard to wash, you know? You always get the residue around the top.
Bro throws the apple away and eats the core.
Nail clippers.
Ooh.
Yeah. I just think that mechanism's quite a straightforward mechanism. It's lasted for years.
Yeah. Mm. You're not coming up with nail clippers, mate.
I bloody will. Look, this time I'm...
Can we get a nail check? Oh, well, all of us.
Okay. Else.
Oh, lovely beds.
They're longer than mine.
They are a little bit longer than yours. I didn't say like they're not that long.
Probably going to invent a nail clipper, mate. Yeah?
Prototype's not working, mate.
Tissue paper for your bum.
What's this?
You just, tissue paper doesn't have to be for your bum.
Name three other uses.
Nose.
Nose.
Blood.
Tears. Blood.
Custard.
Custard.
It's all the same to me, mate.
Hey, who wants custard tissue for dessert?
No, that's all right, isn't it?
You.
Yeah. Remember you sweet the fairy cake rapper?
Oh, what was his name?
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Clip that.
Edit that in for you laugh, you lose bit next week.
Ethan, please clip that because I want to see how badly it does. We could be a really terrible podcast.
Maybe a cardboard cup holder for your coffee, takeaway coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they make sense, don't they?
They do.
Make it out of metal.
There'd be a few where you put in a heavy coffee and it spills down. Yep. And you go, and then your partner goes, forget it, Tom, strong. Come on. And you go, no!
Got this. And you've got to use tissue to wipe it up. And I say, no, it's for your bum.
Mm-hmm. Well,
bums only. I'm Mr.
Are you in the back of this car? Why are you in the back of this
Mr.
car?
Mr. Topper.
I'm just a simple purveyor of tissue paper for your bum.
Simple pervert.
Not a simple. Or a pervert.
Right, a complex pervert, right. A thing to own up to.
I have many facets to me, many bows to my string.
Somebody invents pepper spray. Well, there we have it. There are inventions. All quite humble, I think.
Yeah.
Nail clippers over.
Yeah, mental that.
Bonkers.
Next time I'm on.
I'll have cut my nails. Thank you, Callan.
Let's get him on next week.
I would have wiped my butt.
Fuck. I had to take a week off work.
Ironically, it's made out of tissue paper. It's all I had. It's all I knew what to do.
Yeah, it's for your bum only, that.
Sorry, mate.
Unless you've got nails up your bum, don't do it.
Sign us up, please.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, so I hope you've enjoyed my episode of the Patreon.
Stop Patreon.
That's coming out next week. Well, it'll be this week.
Thanks for watching the podcast. I'm enjoying my Callan Gale.
Yes, Callan.
Callan.
Great to have you on, as always.
Tom Looney.
Stephen Tries.
And General Waste.
Don't know where he is. And me, Max. I'm great value for money. So keep on spending.
It's an awful tagline.